Well, you know, the mother of a fidgety 6-year-old found a great way to make sure that he sat still and was quiet during Mass. So all you parents take note. In the middle of the homily, she said to her little boy, "Now make sure you sit still and keep quiet, because otherwise Father will lose his place and he'll have to start the homily all over from the beginning." And it worked. Well, today on our first reading, we heard about Elisha, the prophet. Who the heck is that? Well, Elisha was the heir and disciple of the great prophet and man of God, Elijah the Tishbite, Father Gregory's favorite prophet. I just like to say Tishbite. And there's a great story elsewhere in Scripture, one of the many wonderful stories about my favorite prophet, Elijah, when he had a contest with the 450 prophets of Baal on the top of Mount Carmel. And this is what he said to them. He says, "How long do you mean to hobble, first on one leg, then on the other? If Yahweh is God, follow him. And if Baal, follow him." And so we find an echo of those words in what Jesus says to us today. Jesus offers us a choice of adhering to him or to any one of a multitude of false gods. And if we will choose Christ, Jesus is very specific today in telling us how we choose him. It means taking up our cross, following behind him, and losing our life. Now, if these words of Jesus and others in the gospel today may sound chilling and uncompromising in their starkness and austerity, well, guess what? The Word of God is filled with such absolute choices, like the one I just mentioned. Elijah saying to the prophets of the false god, you know, you can't hobble on one leg and then on the other. You can't sit on the fence of compromise. You have to choose. Or like God says here in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, beginning with verse 19, "Today I call heaven and earth to witness against you. I am offering you life or death, blessing or curse. Choose life then, so that you and your descendants may live in the love of Yahweh your God, obeying his voice, holding fast to him. For in this your life consists." And so you see, there's only really two choices in anything we do in life. And today, Jesus offers us one of those choices. So what does it mean then for us to take up our cross? Well, some have customarily understood this to mean suffering with resignation the sorrows that life brings to us. You know, oh, this is the cross I have to bear. Or, this is my cross that God has given me to accept. Well, I don't know, but that sounds very passive and stoic to me. And I believe Jesus means so much more than that when he says, take up your cross, because he uses vigorous verbs. Take up, follow. Those are not verbs of passive acceptance. And what is my cross that I am to take up? Well, it is significant that in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Jesus does not carry his cross to Calvary. But rather, they pull some dude from the countryside who happens to be standing around named Simon, and they make him carry Jesus' cross following behind him. And so, Simon is a paradigm of the disciple. You see, there's only one cross. There's only one cross. It's not like Jesus has the big cross and I've got my little cross that I carry following after him. No, my cross, the cross of a disciple of Jesus, is his cross. And if I am going to take up my cross, which is his cross, that means that I must lay aside my private paths and projects and relationships and desires, like Simon did, and fully and actively participate in the life and destiny of Jesus. The only life and destiny that really matters. And that is what it means to follow behind Jesus, to follow after Jesus. It's something much more personal and intimate than following a moral code or following a set of principles or even following a political candidate. It's a dynamic relationship. And so in the Gospel of Luke, as they were leading Jesus away, they seized on a man, Simon from Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, and made him shoulder the cross and carry it behind Jesus. And so, to follow behind Jesus, as I said, is a dynamic relationship. It means that I follow behind Jesus into every place that I go. And I follow behind Jesus to the places where he goes. It means that in this moment and in this hour, I follow behind Jesus. And in whatever space and time I'm in, I follow behind Jesus' compassion and his mercy. I follow behind Jesus' love and healing. I follow behind Jesus' peace. I follow behind Jesus' heart for the salvation of others. Just like the song that we sang at the beginning of Mass, here the love of God through Jesus is revealed in time and space. In this time and in this space, I follow behind Jesus no matter where I am or when it is. And in order then to participate in Jesus' life and destiny this way, in order to be worthy of Jesus, as he says, if we pick up our cross, which is his cross, that means that we must lose our life. And do you know that's exactly what St. Paul is talking about in our second reading? That's what he says baptism is about. It's about losing our life in order to find it. That through burial in baptism into death, just as Jesus was raised from the dead, so we too might live in newness of life. There's a whole new life there. We lose our life in order to find it. That's what baptism is. And so, if we do not lose our life for Jesus and his gospel, then our life remains closed in on itself. Then we are the pampered object of our life. Then our life stagnates in self-absorption, the condition of the anti-disciple, the anti-Christ. But the alternative in losing our life in order to find it in Jesus, in his life, of taking up our cross and following behind him, is a dynamic life. It is a life of communion with Christ. It is a life that has meaning. And it is only when that happens that we carry God's blessings to the world, just like the man of God, Elisha, carried those blessings to the woman of Shunem. And it is when that happens that we lose our life for Christ and follow him, That is when others, when they welcome us, they'll be welcoming Christ. And they will be receiving the blessings of Christ's presence through us. May he be praised forever. Amen.